There are a few key elements to think about when we're planning our teaching and learning episodes and our approaches to assessment. So we should know what it is that we're planning to assess before we start planning. These assessments stem from our content descriptors. So we're starting where we intend to go. We want to be explicit and make this transparent to the students. We want the students to know what our learning intentions are for the entire unit, but then for each lesson as well. So this could be through what are we learning today? So a WALT that's up on the whiteboard. Okay. Sometimes at a higher level, this might include emailing it through to students so that they have a chance to do some pre-work before they come to class as well. We want our content to be relevant and that our activities are actually in alignment with what our learning intentions are. We really want to make sure that our new content is explicitly introduced and explored and that you're actually, as a teacher, modelling what you're intending for students to do. This could be through worked examples to, as it says, support independent practice and to demonstrate the actual process. We want to be practicing giving feedback to students, but also them giving feedback to each other as well. And we really want them to be able to share and receive feedback from their peers and other audiences as well. This can help to really empower students, but also to help see the other work of others and alternative approaches to the same content.